Welcome, everyone, to the 35th ever offline TV podcast. Today, we are joined by Pokimane, who is back after a month of not doing anything. Isn't that right?
Woo! Hell yeah. It was great.
So, what did you do in your month of not doing anything?
Well, I got 2.5 girlfriends, a 6-pack, a 401k. I've invested in 3 different firms, and I've won 1 Fall Guys game. Okay, no, but actually, I've just been playing a shit ton of games. So I hit Diamond and Valorant. Super happy about that. I did get a win in Fall Guys, and then I quit. I don't know if you guys played much, but I literally played like a lot for 3 days and then just never again. I read, watched some TV, watched some shows. Literally was just lazy. I just wanted time to be lazy.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. And also, welcoming right back Myth. And the last time Myth was on the podcast, we did these podcasts in person. You were at the offline gaming house.
Amazing.
And then the world changed.
Yes. Indeed.
Yeah. So what have you been up to in that long time period?
Honestly, it's just been a lot of like, so I've just been, you know, streaming and like content creation, obviously, as usual. That's like a go-to. But then, you know, besides all that stuff, man, I've been just trying to like reorganize my life, because I realized like right before quarantine and everything happened, I had like a few things that I was doing that gave me that like split of work and personal life. And that kind of got shut down because of the quarantine and Corona. So just trying to like pick up healthy habits and things to do that give me that sense of like personal growth when I'm not streaming and when I'm not, you know, doing what I do. So things, those things would be like baking, cooking.
Wait, you weren't kidding about baking banana bread?
No.
I thought you were kidding.
No, I made banana bread for multiple people already. Like, I
that's oh my thing.
No,
God.
I'm making you guys banana bread as well.
Okay.
House. Yeah.
I would love.
So yeah, that cooking, trying to get into cooking, reading books, working out has been something I've been into quite recently. So yeah, man, that's it for me.
How do you work out? Because like, aren't most gyms closed? You just buy like a couple of dumbbells and just.
So I actually just go to the TSM facility since I'm like close to it, and they have their own like little gym there. That's, you know, it's obviously not.
Scar,
a public gym,
why
so
don't we have
safe
an offline TV facility?
Whoa,
I need to work out. Looking presentable is part of my job.
We can buy
a facility. It's a business expense.
We just made money, okay, and we just sunk that money into something else. So we have no money now, okay? Well, when we get money again, you know.
The half a year investment.
Yeah, the all of our money went towards something else, okay? So now we just need more. We need people to buy our shit more. Okay, that's what we really need, and then we'll
guys,
get that gym for you.
Buy offline TV merch so we can get a gym. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine everyone in offline TV with a 6-pack? Like it's just a photo of all of us lifting our shirts with 6-pack.
That would be fucking crazy.
That'd be hilarious.
Good.
All right, yeah. We have a list of topics to go through. But I'm
Toast,
thinking
about,
we just
have you been? Can I ask you a question, Toast?
Yeah.
Let's just talk.
Have you been doing anything? Like, have you had any like quarantine struggles?
Quarantine struggle. You know, I was, I guess, at the beginning. Well, I mean, I feel a lot better this past month, but I feel like a lot of it is because I'm playing Among Us and like my YouTube channel's doing well. I don't know if it's that. I mean, I'm sure it helps a lot, but
yeah,
my mood has been better for sure. And, or maybe it's just spending more time with friends, because Among Us is like, it's a 10 player game, right? You're going to meet a lot of new people. Yeah. You're going to like hang out with your friends, But I was thinking this to myself on my way back to Canada, like in the car. And I would use the word happy to describe how I've been feeling. And it's not a word. It's not a word I ever use. So, yeah.
It's not a word you would usually use?
Yeah, I would. I normally never describe myself as happy. Yeah. Like, if someone asks, "Hey, Toes, are you happy?" I will always say, "You know, I'm living. Okay. Yeah, it's okay." I've never said, "Yeah, I'm happy."
That's usually me, actually.
Yeah.
I think maybe part of that is like a sense of progression. I think at least personally, that's something I've kind of struggled with in quarantine. At some point, it just feels like you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But like your channel, your videos, even your like personal relationships, you probably feel so much progression in all of those aspects that it probably feels really good.
Yeah. Why do you ask, yeah. Myth?
Why do I ask?
Yeah.
I think it's just an interesting topic, you know, like with this entire like shift in our life, there's a lot of like psychological transitions that a lot of people are going through. And I'm pretty like interested in those transitions and hearing people's stories about them.
Did you have the quarantine blues before, Myth? Because I remember reading a tweet about it, like something you're ready to like do new things in the quarantine hit and like kind of got all shut down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like I was just starting to bloom out of like my awkwardness of not wanting to like interact with people and hang out with friends and stuff and do things and try out new things, hiking, different sports and stuff like that. And then it was just like, wham, everything's closed. And I was like, shit. shit. So yeah, like honestly, like towards the start of it, it was really hard for me to like regain the same sense of progression that I was getting in my personal life from right before the quarantine happened and Corona happened to after it happened. It was a really rough transition to get that back for me personally.
Dude, I know what you mean. I think a lot of people are like that. I know some other friends who, I mean, oh my God, especially people who, become single prior to quarantine and then quarantine hits and they're like, well, I was looking to meet all these new people and now I literally can't. I think with a couple of girls that I know and some friends, that's been a bit of an issue. So I think everyone is just kind of longing for that sense of progression again. And anything that can kind of fuel that in any way feels pretty fucking nice.
I think it's easy. Oh, I actually was fine with quarantine. The first 6 months was a joke, actually.
It's only been 6 months. It hasn't even been 6 months.
It's been 6 months. We're like month 7.5.
Really? Like 70,
we're 70% of the way through the year. 100%.
Yeah, oh my God, for a second I thought it was July.
Around March, yeah.
February. It's like the first 5 months or so was fine. And then the fifth month, I got like the blues, dude. I got like really lonely. I was like second guessing everything that I was doing and like kind of like it was like really bad. And then like one day I was just like, I'm just gonna buy shit. Like I was just like, you know, I have a lot of money, I'm just gonna fucking buy shit. Retail therapy has never in my life worked for me. Like I spend money on food and that's pretty much it. Like but like I was like, okay, you know, I'm fucking buying a treadmill, I'm fucking buying a skincare. I have right here. This is not an ad or anything, right? But I just got, it's like a foam cleanser I have on my desk right here. I have like random I just bought a full skincare routine because I was like, fuck it, you know, what's self-growth? I bought like
respect.
I got like a water pick here, you know. I just started buying random shit. And I was like, maybe this will help solve my problems. And to some extent, it has. I feel like one of the things that really helped and what I realized is that like I was really fortunate for the first 5 months because I live with a lot of the people that I would consider to be like my best friends, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is you need to see new stuff, new people. Yeah, and I think that was the real like the what sucks. I started reaching out a lot more like through like even just like Twitter DMs, like reaching out and being like, you know, hey, how's it going? Like, what's up with this? And just trying to like connect with new people. I think Among Us has been great because like I've been able to interact with new people, you know? And I think that freshness keeps me sane. and keeps me away from buying like 11 of these fucking water floss pictures, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's just like kind of breaking up the routine. I told myself that I wanted to focus on like a lot of different things at the start of the year, but like a couple, three or four. And all of that got scrapped. And then this month, I was like, we're focusing on one small thing and we're going to work from there, you know? So like, I'm going to be like, okay, let's just make sure I can do like a skincare routine down for like a month. And I'm going to work from there to bigger things. We're going to start small and grow big. That's my plan, at least.
I think that's so good. And you're so right about retail therapy giving you some sense of progression.
But I mean, I don't know if it's fake progression. This does not translate. But sometimes it might give you inspiration, so it might actually lead to something. But like,
Okay, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, but it definitely gives me that instant gratification. Let's go.
How bad it got. Okay, you see this? This is a foam cleanser from Sawas. It's a Korean brand.
Dude, I recommended this.
Yeah, I recommended this brand by someone, okay? And then I looked at Amazon. I was like, oh, the foam cleanser, that's cool. There's only 8 of these left on Amazon. So, of course, being the same man I was, I bought all 8. And I'm just...
Sorry. Is a foam cleanser like a bottle of like...
Bish, you haven't even tried it.
It just foams up in your hand when you...
I don't know why, but the comparison I thought of... a lot of fucking foam cleansers.
Yeah. And in my mind, I was like, there's only 8 left and like I could like never get these. And I'm sure my friends love foam cleansers. So like... In my house, I've just been giving foam cleansers away, you know? Like, Lily has one, Avon has one. I like gave one to, like, Leslie recently. Like, I got 3 more, man. If you want one, if you swing on by, like, I got you. Like, I am.
That's how bad it got. A bit of banana bread. You give me the foam cleanser.
Yeah, exactly. Like, trading I'm just saying, this is how bad it got. And you know what?
I was pretty happy with it.
You
know what, Scar? You're going to be fucking ready for the apocalypse, especially in L.A., especially because shit's gonna start crashing. The girl's gonna be like, "I need my foam cleanser, please."
And I'll have the black market, baby, right here.
You'll be selling them.
Nice.
But yeah, dude, that's wild to me. I've never gone through that. Like, I'll think about doing that, and then I'll always remember like the study that I read about. Like after the first 60 days of buying something, it's like you're basically. It's just a product to you, like any other.
It's not about the 60 days. It's about feeling when you hit checkout. You know.
If anything,
but that's the thing that stops me from checking out is like the fact that like I know that feeling isn't gonna last me. So that's interesting though.
Oh, so what else I agree. Yeah. So it's like. But the thing is, I strive to be the statistical anomaly, man. It's like that study showed that it doesn't work, right? But like for me, you know,
you're like if I buy enough, maybe if I buy that's 7, it won't. But 8?
That's not, dude. $200 down the line for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Ask me again in a week, and I'll say something different. I'll tweet something different, you know.
Mm. You won't even remember.
So you've tried it, right, Scar? The cleanser? Or?
Oh, it's great. I tried it. But like, I didn't know how it was before I bought it. I just bought it on someone's recommendation. I was like, okay, it's cool. And I wasn't even the first to try it. I gave it to Lily. She tried it and she was like, oh, it's good. I'm like, okay, great. It's good. Thank God.
Nice.
Okay. So I mentioned earlier, we have a bunch of topics. You know, that we have someone come up with for every podcast. But I think the plan is that we don't talk about any of this and just only talk about Among Us. Because if you look at YouTube and you look at Twitch is on Twitch, Among Us is the number one most watched game right now. And on YouTube, I think every single YouTuber, like from small YouTuber, big YouTuber, like strategy gamers, Fortnite YouTubers, like shooter, everyone's just playing Among Us. It's insane how big this game is getting.
Mm-hmm. And out of all the content creators that are playing it, the biggest one is right motherfucking here.
There.
It's, mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's so. It's,
listen, whatever, you know, you would. Either way, I feel like the success. You were just like instrumental in kind of so many people getting involved with it and like. so many videos and people in our friend group popping off. It's just been really nice to see you guys get appreciated in that manner. Yeah,
it's so unexpected because, like, I was watching, I think Soda Poppin', people say he was the first person to play it. And it caused some TFT streamers to play. So I was just hanging out watching TFT streamers and they swapped to this game. And this was when, like, we were kind of bored and we just wanted things to play together. And, you know, we started playing it and we got more people into it and then YouTubers, and it just had this snowball effect. And I think it's still, like, it's still ramping up because even every day it's one big YouTuber coming in, you know, another one. And it's been insanely fun. And, like, you meet so much new people, like small streamers, medium streamers, big streamers. And, oh my, like, the different levels at which people play in. Because there's, have you guys been in the sweaty lobbies?
I've seen them.
What was your experiences like? Like the real sweaty ones.
I just felt like I was out of my comfort zone. Like, I felt like I rejoined League in a meta that I didn't understand. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I need to get caught up. I need to know at what level I need to play around certain things.
Dude, I feel like my first match with you guys was like that, bro. Like,
anyone who's new feels that way for sure.
Yeah. But I remember joining and it was like, I mean, Val was already playing it. Toast was, I'm pretty sure, was in the lobby the first time I got into it. Yeah, there's people that have been playing it for like a week. Like, there was, I think I was like one of the only new people in the lobby. And I was just like, the game, there's actually so much to absorb from playing the game, because coming up with like your alibis is like a huge thing. So having the map knowledge and like understanding how to keep track of people and and just all of it, it's so much more than just like a, okay, find the killer game, right? If you have to, there's, it's all, it's like, it's a huge like information game.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready for that at the start.
Yeah. When we first started, everything seemed so simple. It's like, oh, you just do around, do a task and just go to another task. You don't get
and
killed.
Just try not to die.
Yeah. And now I'm like, well, I just did a task. The lights went off. I wonder if someone's in specimen. Let me go find out. Oh, there's a body. Wait, I seem to be running the specimen 20 seconds ago. Okay. According to my calculations. Like, and that, it's just, it's so much more now than when I first started.
Scar, have you played much?
Okay. Full disclosure, I'm going to say it as it is. I do not like Among Us that much. The things I like about Among Us is it brings people together. And I love playing with friends. I love meeting new people. But for me, Among Us is similar to Mafia. And that's why it's so successful. Because it's like, the biggest element about Among Us is the interactions between people. The lying, the deception, like, like any people watching, like, I could be like them. They're just better liar than me. Or like they're worse liar than me. It's funny. I tend to play Among Us in spurts. Like, if you ever watch me, I only play for like an hour, 30, 2 hours. Because I feel like that's when, like, after that time, I get burned out like pretty fast. And I'm like shocked it's not burning people out faster. Like, I joined Toast Lobby.
I am a bit worried about that soon.
Yeah. I joined Toast Lobby. And he's like, oh, join me on Discord. I click in our Discord call, which, by the way, Lily's Discord channel has now become like the central hub for like all these Among Us lobbies. And I joined the wrong call. And I mess up. I scroll down. And I realize there's three Among Us parties back to back to back. And I'm just like, what the fuck changed in the week I was gone? Like, I didn't play this for a week. But I'm worried about burnout. But I will say, I'm just happy like people are really enjoying it.
I feel the same.
Yeah. The thing that keeps it the most fresh is the different people you play with, because the gameplay mechanics is all very straightforward. It's the same every time. Like, the thing you mainly mix up is the people. And I think my favorite thing about Among Us is, like, you need a good balance of personalities. If it's just 10, like,
sweaty,
purely logical people, it's be the most boring shit. But if it's like 10 emotional players who are just like yelling at each other, like no one's able to talk, it's like, that's not fun either. Like, there was that really good game with Scissors a couple of days ago.
Oh my god.
And it's like, you can't that if you're playing with like sweaty players, right? Like, you gotta have
those moments
people.
Don't happen.
Yeah.
I agree, definitely.
Yeah. I think the craziest thing is, like, the lobbies are all different. Like, what XQC's lobbies are completely different than, like, the lobbies that, like, I usually join. And I think that, like, I personally enjoy the more laid-back versions. And there's other people that join, like, the super sweaty versions. And that's cool. That's more power to you, you know? It's just very interesting. They're, like, I'm watching little, like, I'm watching, like, culture, like, an entire, like, civilization startup inside Among Us groups. Like, oh, this guy's toast civilization. Okay. Look over there. Oh, okay, that's, like, what, the Scissors, Ray, like, ninjas group. Oh, the Courage. Oh, that's interesting. You know, it's just completely different. Mm-hmm. Even though it's, like, supposed to be the same. We're all human, but it's completely different.
Man, one thing I noticed is we don't have a lot of great liars in our group. It's really easy for me to tell when someone's lying.
True.
Because, mm-hmm. like, I think myth, I no, you're not a great liar. I think whenever you're an imposter, yeah. it's like, you feel so bad about lying, it feels like.
When I did, like, feel really, really bad about lying. I didn't like the game that much the first, like, two times of me playing it. It was actually really, really bad. Like, I remember looking back, like, ending I didn't play the first few times after, and I was like, yeah, I really don't like lying. I remember just thinking lying in bed, and I was like, yeah. I don't like this game. Like, I actually don't like it because I have to lie. I think I've definitely gotten better recently because I've, like, opened up the map and I just create a story and I just, like, read that story. But if you, like, catch me off of that story in the moment, I'll stutter. I'll, like, I'll get choked up. So you're not wrong.
You know, I actually felt the same way when I first started playing, and I felt myself even getting kind of annoyed at the people who were, like, so extra about lying. But I think once you get more into it and you realize, like, oh, like, we're all just doing this as a game. Yeah. It's almost like theater with your friends. Yeah. And you kind of get into that and feeling like it's more imaginative and performative than, like, lying or like genuinely manipulating someone. It gets a bit more fun in that way.
Yeah. What happens in Among Us stays in Among Us. Is what I
for yeah. some people.
For some people. Wait, have there been some people that have been, you know, you walk out of your room and it's just like
I've never experienced that myself. Like, there are times where it's like, oh wait, are they actually, like, upset or salty? But it doesn't, the people we normally play with, it doesn't carry over through games. It's like,
dude,
that's
it was so funny because, like, I played last night and I, like, as soon as I ended, I go up on Twitter and I'm reading and, like, I just see someone just play Among Us and throw her monitor out the window. And I'm just like,
what?
Holy shit. Yeah. Like, literally, her monitor, she's streaming. She takes her monitor and throws it out her window after a very rough game of Among Us.
I have a question. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Finish story.
No. That was it. The story just says enough.
So, do you guys think that there are people that, like, should not play games like this?
Yes.
Probably.
Like, it negatively impacts them.
Yes. I don't want to be the judge of who, like, should or shouldn't do things.
Yeah.
But I do think this game is more likely to negatively impact certain people, for sure.
Okay, yeah. I was just saying, like, is it a possibility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
Well, like, what kind of people are you thinking of?
Well, so I have a friend that, like, I invited them to play, and they basically told me that they will not play the game like that because they know that they will get heated to the point where, like, it will get to them. Wait, like,
you can't
too
take
much.
Shit personally. Absolutely not.
They will go crazy, basically, if they play this game. And I was like, yeah, fair point.
Yesterday, Jody had, like, such an insanely good imposter run.
I know exactly what run you're talking about.
Yeah, and I was offended about 0%. Like, I was literally excited. She played me the hardest, and I thought it was amazing. So I think that's kind of where you have to, like, that's the point of view you have to go at it by. Otherwise, you're just going to get frustrated and upset for no good reason.
Yeah, like, the game is based around lying to people and tricking them, right? Like, it's it's gonna happen, right? Because if it doesn't happen, it's not gonna be interesting.
It's
so
not, yeah, exactly.
So like when someone does get fooled, it's part of the game. Like they shouldn't have mm-hmm. their intelligence insulted. It's like, you fucking moron, how do you not see that coming? It's like the whole premise of the game is for people to get tricked.
To get
so when
fooled,
people
yeah.
get tricked, it's just yeah. doing its job. But yeah.
I think the thing that gets some people is like when you're like really, you're really heated, and you put your life on the, your friendship is on the line. I would
like
never lie to you in this situation, and then like it turns out like, oh, they lied, and I'm like, that's when people get trust problems, and I get it. I've seen that happen. I'm just like, I think it's hilarious personally, but like when you're putting like your friendship on the line, like, dude, like you know me, I would never do this, and it's like say something like that, and then you do it to them, and I've seen people get heated.
I actually think like saying that stuff is like, it actually is worse for you as a person that says those things.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're trying to like pull out like this super like
the super guilt card.
Yeah. Right. You're trying to like pull out like this super guilt card to prove your innocence in a game where, you know, deception is like the number one thing, right? The number one way to play. So I never trust anyone that makes that like says that stuff.
Yeah.
So, like,
but imagine if you're the person. Yeah, but imagine if you're the person who gets fooled by that. Then it feels like twice as bad.
No. That's true. That would not feel good. You're putting my friendship on the line, man. Don't do that.
We played with a guy called Dog yesterday, who has a pet dog. And we were making him swear on the dog's life. It's like, if you're lying. And every time we do that, he just stops talking. And then we're like, ah, he's the imposter. Vote him out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty messed up. Among Us, really fun. I agree with the burnout stuff. Like, even today, like, there's not too much groups going on today. And I'm like, all right. Don't want to put it together, but if I see like a group of 10 playing and someone leaves and they need a 10th, I'm like, I kind of want to play, but we should also pace ourselves, but there's also the content, and it's like...
You guys are going to full run yourself into the ground, but the thing is, maybe that's okay.
Do you guys remember when we used to play Mafia so much?
Yes!
All the time.
Oh my fucking God.
And it was
God.
Like really fun. It became intense and there was like a narrative around it. And then everyone was just fucking sick and tired. No Mafia, no board games, just F off. I'm so Lord. Afraid that same thing's gonna happen. Yeah, we used to play Mafia a ton. And like it started off partially for content. Stream really liked it, our channel really liked it, everyone enjoyed it, and then we also would just like play on our off time sometimes and get groups, but I just remember a point at which people got kind of tired of it.
We burned out so hard we didn't play Mafia for a month.
For like months.
Yeah, like S, like it's yeah. crazy.
Okay.
A very long
yeah,
time.
I don't think I've ever played Mafia nowhere near that amount to like get to that. This is
imagine Among Us, but you can see people's faces.
Yeah,
that's
it. Yep. I remember I played it once with you guys at we did.
I remember, we got like 30,000 viewers or something.
Really?
It was insane.
That.
Yeah,
wow. I remember that.
It was
yeah.
in our Fortnite day, so it was all a bunch of kiddos, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. Oh, we'll see what happens with this. I hope that something else comes out that we all enjoy. Ooh, make your predictions. I predict we're all gonna go back to League.
There is no
nope.
Okay,
I think World's time, there's gonna be a week where everyone's fucking playing
League. Leaving. He just left.
Yeah, he's leaving now, and when the viewership comes in, he gonna be back too, okay?
Wait, League? I mean, I've never been a League streamer though, so that's the only reason why I walked away. I've never like actually played League. I think it would be funny though if like
we're gonna
somebody
find a way
to
just like play for fun. Like stream customs or something.
Oh, okay. I see.
I can see that. But just a guess. Everybody can have their guesses. What do you guys think?
I wonder if people will try and make like Among Us type games. Like Mafia type
games. I personally
games.
Know game developers that already are. But the problem with that is obviously they won't come out until 2021 minimum.
6, 8, 12 months. And then you have to beat Among Us 2.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Among Us 2.
which they say is like probably gonna come out in like 6 to 8 months.
I hope this like trend of like party games keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I really do. Like, Fall Guys came around and that was super fun to play with like your friends, super laid back, super fun though. Still has like, all these games are still party games that have like this competitive edge that I really like. They're not as laid back as like maybe like Mario Party. I think Mario Party is like more laid back than this, or like Mario Kart. But I think even when you're playing these games casually, there's still more of a competitive edge to it that keeps them interesting. And I want to see more of like those fun competitive-esque party games keep coming out.
You know, this has been a long time coming. And you know why I know this? Is it's because I live with Toast, and he would always randomly just come up to me and he'd be like, what games can we play together? And he would always go on these sprees of looking to find co-op games. Yeah. I have seen Toast play so many random ass co-op games. He went from Overcooked. He played like Deep Rock Galactic with me. He played Risk of Rain 2. I think we never played one together, but I think he played one. We also played a Prop Hunt right before this. And he also tried SCP at the same time as Among Us blowing up to see if it gave him that like that feeling, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like you've been looking for these multiplayer games for a year or more than a year. And they finally came to us in our darkest hour when Valorant, after the 900th ranked game, is starting to get a little bit stale. I'm not going to lie. You know, there's only so much Valorant can carry in these dark times.
Yeah, it's like, looking back, it's crazy how like isolated streamers were, like playing their solo queues and like League of Legends
every day,
horizontal every
over
day,
and over and mm-hmm. over again.
It's like it's like doing things on hard mode. It's like we were killing ourselves. Like no social interaction. Your chat's just flaming the shit out of you, focusing on like if you miss a CS, if you make a misplay, if you get like killed in like an FPS shooter. And now it's like, you're playing social games with friends and everyone's viewerships are all skyrocketing. And it's like, wow, we came a long way from like, I'm going to grind League of Legends, I'm going to hit Challenger, and that's how I'm going to get viewership, to just, I'm going to fucking hang out with a couple of my friends and there's a camera on.
Yeah.
And
I love it. I think it's actually going to be like kind of difficult to go back to playing games like that. I had a really like large appetite for that when I first started streaming. Like, I don't know why, but I just did. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I was more passionate, more driven to just get on stream in the first place.
You're a competitive guy.
Yeah.
So of course you like competitive games.
So I literally, So like for Fortnite, up to 1,000 just wins in Fortnite, I didn't play with anyone. I didn't play with any of the groups that were like squad, you know, squad kill racing or anything. I was like, I want to hit 1,000 solo wins. And I just alone the entire time declined friend requests and like party invites. I mean, I remember Pokey, there'd literally be times where you'd invite me to party, be like, no, sorry, I got to get my solo queue quota for the day.
respect.
But now it's like, I don't want to do that, dude. Like, I want to play games. I want to play more games like Among Us, where it is the big groups where you're having more interaction, when there's more to work off, you know, when it comes to personality.
I used to be like you to like a disgusting degree. Like think that, but like elongated over the course of 5 years.
Holy
that was me.
Shit.
Like I'd write stats league? Back me up. Yeah, they league, did. Right? They do any of the year reviews and they send it to you and you see how many times you've played other game modes or other types. It was on one of my accounts, 0% normal games, 0% ARAM games, 99.9% solo queue, and I played with one other person for 3% of the time, and that was my whole year, and I did that for like 5 years plus. And the thing is like, the competitive drive drives you, but like at some point you realize that like games are fun with people.
Oh, and why don't you like Among Us, Scarra?
I don't like the kind of mafia social deception type of games, because I think it's really easy to burn out on. And it's the same thing with mafia. Like, I don't
anything
super that's like, for me, like I like the ability to grind and like progress. And like you can make the argument
Among
that
Among Us ranked.
You're becoming a liar or any of that. Like, But for me, like, I really like seeing, like, the progression system, like, in-game. And so even for me now, a lot of people say, like, I've done more variety this year and last year, which is true. Yeah. But I don't consider myself a variety streamer. And I had a talk with, actually, Dog, who joined us yesterday for this. And he said he never wants to be a variety streamer, which is the opposite of every other streamer I talk to. I asked him why. And he enjoys grinding up the ladder for specific games that he plays. So for me, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I'm at the point where, like, I kind of want to get maybe a little bit more competitive in the games I play. But I think there's just the balance now. Like, you can't just do that single grind and enjoy your life. Because at some point, it's a dark world out there. Like, it's a bleak-ass world out there. I actually think, like, a lot of what Offline did, and unintentionally, is, like, we sell friendship. And it's, like, people watch us and they're just like, damn, like, it must, like, all these guys working together, like, it's cool. Like, they see that kind of interaction, that kind of friendship, it's nice. Stuff that doesn't build over, like, just one interaction. It's, like, stuff that builds over, like, years, you know?
Yeah.
Poe, you mentioned Ranked Among Us. I cannot imagine that shit. I want to see it just for the train.
Imagine if, like Discord groups start making, like, fucking, like, you know how, like, for some, like, games that just come out, a small community would make, like, their own, like, ELO system and, like, private scrim servers and stuff. Like, that would be sweaty, bro.
I have some Among Us scrims so later tonight if you guys want to
join. Among Us scrims.
We're practicing situations where the other imposter dies off early.
That's, like, exactly what I would say. I got a couple strats if you guys want to. Jesus.
Sandbagging.
Yeah. Jesus. Like, yeah, man.
No, yeah. If people take it serious, I think it would be really fun to watch, but really toxic. Like, people just, like, insulting everyone's intelligence for the most, like, it's the most obvious imposter. How did you not see that? But
it would get really toxic, yes.
But the viewership for it was gonna go, like, and, like, the biggest streamer.
Oh my god, you know what I actually kind of want to see? Among Us with, like Phil. Among Us, where you just queue up and you're in a party of freaking randoms.
Randos.
With voice chat.
Oh.
I wonder if Among Us 2 will probably have, like, regular game queuing function, like, right?
I would be
surprised if they didn't.
Dude, no one knows.
Yeah, I know. There's, like, no info on the game, pretty much, besides they're, like, updating.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Like, maps. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys why you think, or, like, what you guys think of Fall Guys' trajectory so far, because I was going to tie it in with the fact that I feel like one of the things that I haven't enjoyed about Fall Guys that has made me able to play Among Us for so much longer is that I'm invested in the game past my personal death. But I don't really feel that way when playing Fall Guys.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I was really wishing that they would come out with, like, group mode, but, like, you win or lose as a group. But then, like, the mini games would have to be grouped as well. And I'm really surprised that they haven't done something like that, honestly.
Yeah, interesting
point. I never thought of Fall Guys like that.
When I was when Fall Guys, I first heard of it, and they had squad mode, like, you could kill up with four people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's gonna be like team games, right?
I was thinking Fortnite.
Partners. Yeah. And then when they're like, oh, yeah, if one of your guys die, he's just going to spectate for 15 minutes. I'm like, that's terrible. That's, like, both as a player and, like, even worse as a streamer. Because, like, if you lose round one, you're spectating for...
So bad as a streamer. Yeah. And, oh, my God, the worst part of that is that when you spectate, it doesn't auto make you spectate your own teammates.
Yeah.
You have to be like, you're Fall Guy number what? 0758. 0 0 7 5 what?
I'm the hot dog.
The hot dog. Wait, what's your bottom? I see three hot dogs.
Cactus bottom. Jesus, man. Yeah, no, yeah, dude. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
What do you guys think? I thought it did, like, an amazing launch. Some of, like, the best social team I've probably ever seen for a game. But now it's just, like, you know, you got beat out by a game that's, like, 2 years old. And I made the graphics.
I think it has potential, assuming they do the next season well. And I say this because, like, I've told people, like, in offline about this, that the next season, they have some promises. Part of it's like there's entirely new maps. Some of the maps just suck ass just to play. And oh, the biggest thing that I can see is like for streamers especially is like, and I keep hyping this up, but I feel like I built it into this big thing in my head, but it's gonna only let me down. Custom games lobbies. I was told that they're working on it and it's coming out soon, ish. And so let's say you have a 60 people are the cap, and you're just, you can make a lobby and like you can invite all the fucking streamer friends in there, you know? And like, so like you can be like, oh, like, oh, I'm playing with these group or I'm playing with these group. And then you can even invite your viewers, right? Like, and then you can tell your viewers, all right, if you're my viewer, dude, everyone pick the hot dog suit, all right? If you're Pokey's viewers, be the cactus. And if you get killed by a cactus, you're like, fuck Pokey, I hate her viewer. Stuff like that, you know? I think that it has like a lot of potential that you could build stuff off of. But then I've been baited by like custom game mode and like spectator mode before, so I'm not going to say that it's going to do well. But I think that like a lot of it's going to depend on how the next season plays out. If it sucks, that game's dead in the water. But if it does well, you know, could last till the end of the year. Which, to be fair, it's already done super well. Like that game is fucking ballooned. Really good
launch. For me, Fall Guys just needs to have regular like map changes that aren't like. It can't, I don't think that they could do just season drop, and then I don't know how long are their seasons. Do you know how long their seasons are, Skara? Totally, I feel like this last one was like what, like at least 2 months, right?
Yeah,
like it can't be 2 months until you switch up the maps. Like a week after playing a new map
that was just the same map except for the sections fall, and that's the only thing they did. And I was just like, what?
Huh? Yeah, so that's like
the one I got my first win on.
But
yo, okay, wait. Start, you said, okay, hot take. How the fuck can you have a mini game where it's one team against another team and they're playing soccer and there's an uneven amount of soccer players?
They remove.
Let me code the thing that makes it so that that's not an option when there's an uneven amount of players.
Look, like they just fixed that last patch, like right before we played. It's like you can't get those games if you have an uneven amount of players, and you can't get three games.
They patched
if you have like,
it?
Yeah, they patched it. It was like something that was so annoying, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like something that they should have known from the beginning, though, right? It's like if it's one team versus another team, and it's uneven, like just never do a team game, right?
Yeah. Okay, there's problems with that, because when I played Twitch Rivals and that was in the game, there are games that ended in three rounds, because it turns out if it's not divisible by two and it's not divisible by three, you just lose every single possible option and you have to go to a final. So if you hit 17 or 19 people remaining by the second round, you might just go to the very final map. Yeah. And that happened to a couple people, and I was like, oh.
I think soccer is one of the rare ones where, like, you literally, like, it's so bad to play with one less guy. As opposed to, like, if you have 19 players, you split into, like, four. It's not as big of a deal.
That's true.
Dude, it'd be sick if they had, back to your idea, Skara, about, like, viewers and, like, having custom lobbies. So Hyperscape did this thing where you had Twitch integration where all you did was click a button and you got an invite to your streamer's lobby, or the streamer could invite you into your lobby.
Cool.
I think it'd be really cool if Fall Guys found a way to actually do that as well on a larger scale. So that would be really, really cool. You could have like really cool moments with like your community and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think like that's how like they can make a streamer like elongate a game. Like I would be like, you know, fucking lineup guys, you know, all this. It'd be possible to create cool shit, but I think it needs to come out ASAP. And if the next season sucks, then we're looking for another game, folks. We're back to League, guys. League.
I'm sick. I think for a bit. I can see it. We'll see. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah.
What do you guys think? There's gotta be something we go to unless Among Us lasts us until next year.
How long do you guys think Among Us will last?
Less than a month.
Oh.
I don't want to bet on it.
It's been a month.
It's probably gonna be Minecraft. It's always Minecraft.
I have an idea for Minecraft that I really want to do that, but it would take like a group of streamers and like dedicated playtime.
To do what?
I want to do like race to like Ender Dragon, streamer v streamer teams.
Talk about a lot of time. People speed run that shit. Not me though.
not me.
I'd want to do something fun, you know? I can't do competitive Minecrafting. I just can't.
I even see people play like mods, like RL Craft, that make the game like so ridiculously hard that it's challenging, but that's like not enjoyable for like a casual player like me. I'll just like jump in. I'll be like, I'm drowning, or like I am gonna die because I'm hungry. But like, I don't want to be. I'm not. I don't want to be hungry. Like, you know. Yeah.
You know what?
What did you guys think of SCP? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
I was gonna say Minecraft actually has so many fun and interesting servers with game modes that streamers just literally can't play on because they get stream sniped 24/7. So like, I wonder, you know, as like maybe Minecraft comes around in the second wave, I'd really like to see just like a blacklisted server of just like possibly like hundreds of streamers just playing these modes or these game modes. And I think it'd be really, really fun actually.
You know what I really want to play with all you guys? GTA 5.
GTA 5.
Let's role play.
Oh, GTA 5 role play. Dude, I would love to.
Because again, a game that revolves around interactions and doing whatever the fuck you want and being whatever the fuck you want.
I would be so down to play GTA role
play. Yeah, people came around.
I've always wanted to, man. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to.
And I feel like with Among Us, especially, and a lot of other multiplayer games that we've played, we're like really solidifying a sort of like friend community that also makes content. And I think if we all hopped on GTA 5, it'd be really, really fun.
Agreed. But let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we do Among Us groups, sometimes I generally like do most of the groups in like our circle, but I would also get hit up by people that I don't know that well, but I give them a few shots and we ain't vibing sometimes. And like and then a couple days later I'm like, hey, who wants to play Among Us? And they're like, hey, you know, hey, I'm available. They respond like, me, pick me. And it's like, I just don't respond. But like, if you have something like a Minecraft server or a GTA server, I guess it wouldn't be, would it be
like,
bad?
Are you saying there's no way to make it exclusive?
Well, there is though. It's just, you're dealing with a larger sample size, so you just need to have like a larger sample size of like people that you actually fuck with as well.
I think it would be extremely similar to Minecraft. Our Minecraft server had so, well, not even our, I can't even say our, but the Minecraft server y'all had so many people, I think.
I actually think that was a problem sometimes, though. I kind of know what toast means, but
no,
it's like,
I get what you mean too,
It's like, it's just something that's going to happen, especially if we want to find like people that we do click well with. You just have to try. And I think, dude, it's fucking quarantine, man. You got to at least like try or like, cause like I would never have like even talked to or seen some of the people we hang out with before, you know?
But I think the nice thing about the idea of like all playing on the same GTA 5 server is that we can all coordinate getting on at any time.
Yeah.
And if we... And then randoms can say,
they just log on. It's like, hey, where are you guys gathering? I can help. It's like, and we're all streaming. We can't be like, well, fuck off, man. It's like,
I get what you mean, actually.
Yeah. Like, for Among Us, I kind of have, like, in my mental group, like, really, like, fucking fun people to play with, like, smart people to play with. And then I have, like, a category of, like, only invite if really need to fill spots and you can't find anyone and no one has responded in the last 30 minutes and you just want to get a game started. And it's stuff like that. And, you know, we should be open to, like, you know, everyone have fun.
Sure, yeah.
But sometimes
but you can't vibe with everyone.
Yeah, it's
sure as
natural,
hell don't
like,
want to make content with everyone I know or everyone I've come across. I don't know.
Myth, what were you about to say?
No, I was gonna, it's completely natural to like to just have people that you don't fuck with, like on that in that same level. So we're on that same level. So I understand that. Yeah, it's completely fine.
Yeah. Oh, but if you're in roleplay, you can tell people to fuck off and they can't take it personally.
They'll message you after that. Did you mean it? And you're like, no, of course I didn't mean it, man.
No, I was like, my character was like angry.
Yeah. So why is your character always angry around me? You know, it's just RP. Don't worry about it.
It's what you're wearing.
Yeah, like Poki, you mentioned an SCP, and that game's fun because like you can just kill the people you don't like if you're playing the monster. Like if I'm playing the monster, like I would keep like the funny people alive and like it's like you know, vibe with them. But if it's like someone I don't really know, I just fucking like swipe them across the face as the dog, and it's like, you know, got respawn somewhere else.
I played SCP like 2 or 3 times. I won't lie, I wasn't the biggest fan. I don't know if I was doing it wrong or I was confused, but you guys could explain the game to me. Or like, I feel like there's a key to enjoying the game and I don't know what it is.
I think it's role playing. That's the key to enjoying the game, which is fucking around.
Do you really like it, Skara?
I don't really like it. Okay. But I just think, okay. Like, I don't like it, like, nearly as much as other people. Okay. I just think it's, like, I can see where it can be fun.
Yeah.
But, okay, like...
It's the, like the Lily moment with the...
Oh, yeah, the Lily moment.
That was so good, and I was like, this is great, but my experience playing SCP, not great.
Yeah,
I think... Also, every time I want to say SCP, I almost say ST Peach.
Oh, my God.
I think my issue with SCP is that it lacks that, like, it lacks like the necessary information at the for newer players to like get a grip on the game.
Yes.
Like if you play for the first time, even if you watch a fucking YouTube video of this game, of like somebody explaining it, there are randomly generated lobbies and halls that you don't know the like which room you're gonna end up getting in a map. And then that room can be connected to another room that's also randomly picked out of like this group of rooms. So it's mind you, like all of these like different pools of rooms and like room like structures look the fucking same. Like there is no big distinguishing factors between the different like layouts. It's just the same bland like hallways, but they're just shaped differently. So that's what kind of bothers me about SCP is you kind of run around for like the first 2 to 3 hours of the game with like a chicken with its head cut off. Just like, where am I going, dude? Yeah. And that's like a really long time, in my opinion, to not have like even a grip on the game, on a game.
I feel like it's like an unnecessary learning curve of sorts.
I don't like it because I could move this rant to something else. You know, where a lot of games come out and they're just like, we're open world sandbox game. When I see those buzzwords, I'm just, get me the fuck out. I don't want an open world sandbox game. I want some rails, you know? I want a little bit. I think the best thing for like streamers at least is like you give them like kind of a box, you know? You make the frame for them and they fill out the rest. It's the same thing when you're working with like companies, you know? You don't want to do what the company says because they aren't creative and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. But like you're just like, okay, well like give me what you guys need. Tell me what you guys want me to like include the necessary like lines or necessary things. Let us make everything else. And I think that's what like creators do best at. And that's why I think like everything does well. And then on top of that, you know, it's like viewer friendly. And like Among Us hit like every, it's crazy actually. Among Us hit everything, even the small steps, like the footsteps, you know, like are like nice. It's crazy. The colors are so like distinct, and like there's like small animations. The animations that happen when you kill someone, the different ones are cool. Like I can't believe this fucking
my favorite one.
I can't believe this group of like 3 people did this game and it wasn't successful for 2 years. You know?
Yeah, the 2 years.
No,
thing's
I,
the
I, I, I fuck with that statement that you said, Scar, about like open world sandbox games. And when those are like your main buzzwords of like you selling a game, because the survival game genre, like I love survival games, but holy shit, like the devs don't provide, well, like what you said, handrails to like where you should be going toward. Like it's they use open world sandbox as like this creative, like euphoric experience that your players are going to go through, but in the end of the day, it's just going to end up with like players killing each other in the server.
Yep.
Like
sometimes when they think of those words, they try to create a product that they imagine people playing long term, i.e. giving you a lot of things to do, but what they're missing is getting you interested in playing long term, or like giving you some sort of feeling of progression, or like enjoying the progression.
Exactly.
I've heard my friends play so many games that are like that. And for them, it's just like, yeah, I know I need to kill like 50 million of these to do this and then do that. But are you going to enjoy the process? Is it going to feel like an actual progression? I think that's the part that's really lacking.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, so this is going to be a weird analogy, but like, have you ever watched the way I feel about like open world sandbox games, like survival games nowadays? Like, have you ever like watched a movie and you really enjoyed the movie up until the ending, and then you're like, that movie was garbage?
Yeah.
Like the ending of that movie invalidated the entire, like basically the rest of the movie, right? But you were enjoying it. You were genuinely involved in enjoying it up till that point. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at with like with games like that.
You ever do you have any movies that come to mind?
Oh shit. What movie was it? Oh no. Yeah, there was one. What was it? Oh, okay. This is actually a really This is like a unpopular opinion, but Spider-Man into the what is it called? Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I did not like that movie because of the ending. I say that on stream and I get flamed so hard, dude. I get flamed so hard. Yeah, I did not like that movie, bro. Okay, can we talk about? Are we able to talk about the movie? I think it's
It's been too long. It's more than a year.
It's been too long.
It's been a lot. The second one's coming out soon.
When the dude is on the ground and you got the big boss, he's been whacking him around, and then he double fists him, his entire body, and goes bam, and then his dad goes son, and then he's like. He wakes up and then he kicks the boss's ass, and I'm like, what?
That's some movie shit.
I was like, what?
And your father's validation, dude. It means a lot. It's right. It heals the soul. It heals the body too, apparently.
Oh, I don't know, dude. Maybe me not knowing my birth father didn't fucking relate with that scene, but goddamn, did I not like that shit after that. I was like, there's no way I was like, I loved everything. I loved the visuals, the music, the acting, the voice acting, the animation. But yeah, that's my example.
Wow. I would be too scared to have that opinion online. That is a brave stance. You die in the hill has earned my respect. I can't believe you'd say something bad about my movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, not much. I mean, there was this Netflix movie, and there was another one. There's a popular one called Snowpiercer, which is like poor people on the train, and there's rich people on the train, and the poor people are like uprising to take over. Ooh. And it's like the concept's really cool, right? It's like the human civilization lives on a train.
I agree with you. That ending was dumb as shit. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, but yeah, it was the ending where it's like, oh, the social, like, I don't know, proletariat bourgeois uprising. It's all part of the grand bigger scheme, and they derailed the fucking train, and now everyone's gonna freeze to death, or something. It's like the whole concept was so cool, and the progress.
Everyone dies.
They derailed the train, and it's like the train was the thing keeping them alive. But the cliffhanger is that maybe the world is hospitable because I think the end of with like a moose off in the distance. It's like, well, if a moose can live, then humans like can live.
Two kids lived or something.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Okay.
It's just like, it's almost like they gave us a present and then they crumbled it up. Yeah. They're like, look at this interesting concept. And then like, perhaps in an attempt, like they probably think it's more interesting to end it on like this theoretical note, but it would just be satisfying to have this interesting concept and have it stay similar.
Yeah. Even the build up to the end was like, it's kind of sick because they're chasing, they try to get to the front of the car, to find out where the children are that got taken. Like, where are the children? And you find out the big climax, like what the children are doing, why they're taking children.
Yeah.
And then it comes out, it hits you with this like really like, oh, it was all an agenda that we planned.
It almost feels like a cop out.
I understand where he was going with it.
Everybody
I just
dies, Smiley.
It just wasn't that satisfying.
What's the title of this movie?
Snowpiercer.
Okay, I want to watch it now.
Oh, wait. You would. Okay, did you ever watch Parasite?
Parasite. That's the one.
The movie.
The Korean one.
I haven't. But I've been told that I should watch the movie.
You need to watch that shit.
Yeah?
Okay. It's so movie of the year good.
I'll watch it.
Came out the same year as Joker.
All parts of it, by the way. Yes.
You would watch a movie and be like, ah, this is what Parasite means. And then your the meaning of the name of the movie will be like, what the fuck did I think at the start of the movie is not what I thought. It's like, that movie is amazing. And it's the same
Chef's kiss.
It's the same director, which is why I asked. Because usually most people have seen Parasite and then they'll understand like Snowpiercer. And it's like a famous Korean director.
Mm.
He's gotcha. Sick, by the way.
Parasite. Is that out on anything? Where can I watch it?
I
don't know. Definitely out on Apple TV. it's on some streaming service that you pay $7.99 for a month and you forget about it.
That we wish would sponsor
I was going there with it, but yeah.
I got you guys. Don't worry. I'm trying to get an OTV gym.
Dude, do you guys have like sponsor like? You guys have subscriptions that you don't even know about that's still going.
Yes,
and you're like, when you get the email, like, okay, I should cancel this. I'll do it later. And then 1 month later, it's like, shit, I should have canceled this last month.
That's what they're banking on. And it's as working. Streamers, that's what we're banking on.
I don't have any, I don't think. Maybe I should haven't checked my emails like that.
Get a hobby, my dude.
True.
I'm pretty sure I'm still paying for the Minecraft server from like 6 months ago that we all stopped using. But it's like, we might play Minecraft again one day. And it's probably more work to cancel it.
Parasite is on Hulu. I just found out.
Interesting.
Okey-dokes. I will watch that and I'll get back to you.
It is so good. You will love it.
Yeah.
All right. We are coming up at the 1 hour mark. I know. These two at the bottom have an OTV shoot later. I'm sure you guys will do a great job. If you guys want to play some Among Us at, you know, I don't know, 10 p.m., 11 p.m.
Jesus
Christ. I've been sleeping at 6 a.m. every day now.
Yeah, you're disgusting. I sleep at 2.
3 a.m.
Yes.
And well, I'm excited to start streaming and also get on whatever schedule you guys are on.
Oh, yeah, you're doing your return stream tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's be great.
What are you playing?
Maybe like tic-tac-toe.
That would be sick.
I will
subvert
play
expectations.
I'm starting at 2. And then Toast, I think we have a group at 6.
Dude,
but
you're going to play
anyone
like,
wants to play sooner? Yeah.
You're
no,
playing 10 hours of Among Us. Holy
that's
shit.
That's the motherfucking point. And either my brain is going to go, like, either I will just like be a sponge and learn so many good tactics and strategies and be like really warmed up, or it's gonna go boom and I'm gonna be bad and lie stupid. But it's okay either way. It should be entertaining.
Pokey, quick question. Coming back into like regularly streaming after this elongated break, are there any like feelings that you weren't expecting
I've streamed for like 7 years and I've been nervous like all day. Like,
oh,
you know,
really?
When yeah, you know when you're about yeah. to, like, I don't know, present in front of the class and, like, your tummy kind of hurts? Like, I feel like mm-hmm. that. Like, I'm okay. nervous. I don't gotcha. Even know why. I think somewhere in my mind, for some reason, like, streaming again feels, like, oddly vulnerable. Like, me asking the world if I'm good enough to stream again or something. But it's really not that deep. Mm-hmm. It's just my mind playing tricks on me, you know?
I feel you, yeah. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Hopefully it goes well.
All right, that's going to do it for us, everyone who's watching. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you haven't tried Among Us, it's free on the mobile app or $4 $3 on Steam. You just need
Are you paying us?
This is an ad?
No, I yeah, mean,
I was
look.
Say, they, you should get some stock in this.
Honestly, I'm getting paid with the amount of views I'm getting. We're all getting paid in some way.
You're siphoning them in through another. I see. That's smart.
And yeah, big thank you to Myth for taking the time to come talk with us. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Myth on everything.
Damn.
I'm so lucky. Yeah,
how did you do that? How'd you get those?
Well, I don't I mean, you literally type in Myth on like any platform and I'll be the first result, but it's TSM on some and then Myth on others.
Oh.
I just say it's Myth because they'll... You'll run into me if you just type in
Damn.
Myth. So it's easier to say that.
Look at the confidence.
Flexing.
Yeah, just type in my name, you'll know me.
It'll be there. I was going with it.
I don't need to tell you guys who I am. You already know. Like Toast's
you
Twitter.
You already
bio.
Know.
Yeah.
Maybe I just rock for
thank
rock
you guys
with
for
it
watching.
Like Toast. But yeah, thank you guys
All
so
right.
much.
Later, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.